name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today we celebrate this feast of the holy name of Jesus. Indeed, a name which we all should revere and honor. A name which, as we read in the Gospels, every knee would bend, both on heaven and earth. It assumes that we actually do something to recognize this name, to honor this name. And as we begin the new year, it's a good time to think about things that we should do. We might call it an immemorial custom to make resolutions for the new year. Every year comes around and we want to try, there's not something we know we should change, we want to try to change it. And, as I said, it's an immemorial custom. There's an equally ancient custom that these resolutions are not kept. And that's something that we need to try to work on. Perhaps if we took just a few moments to consider why this is so, we would be able to make our resolutions more wisely and thus keep them more strictly. Of course, most people, it's in the glow of the season, they're very enthused with Christmas, that they come up with these resolutions. And often they undertake too much. They want to be good all at once. It's not to say that cannot happen, but ordinarily that is impossible. Our experience shows us this. After all, we cannot, by taking thought, add a cubit to our stature. It's just as difficult, if not more, to change our spiritual nature. It's about as reasonable for a grown-up to make the resolution to give up all his bad habits that have been formed over the years, as for a child to resolve that from now on he will be a grown man. Just as unreasonable. It's not to say that it can't happen. Some saints have done just that. Through the grace of God, they have changed. But in the ordinary run of things, it doesn't happen. The child must wait patiently for the process of nature to build his bones, the muscles, into an adult body. It grows 1 inch at a time. So too, man must grow gradually in his spiritual life, trying to blot out one vice at a time, thus growing inch by inch spiritually. Thus, it is important in making resolutions, first of all, not to make them too general. Not to make too much, and not to make these too general. They should rather be very specific. You could make the resolution to be good. This is my resolution for the new year, I want to be good. Okay, well, yes, you should. But it'd be better rather to maybe someone who is impatient to make the resolutions to be patient. And to be very specific about this patience. Maybe I am impatient with my wife. Or maybe I get impatient with my children when I come home from work. Or maybe I'm impatient with my husband. He leaves his clothes laying all over the place. I'm not thinking of anyone in particular, so don't think I'm pointing you out. We need to particularize what we are zoning in on. What we want to change. Also, it's not only the thing that we have to particularize, so I work on a specific fault, it's also the time. A year is quite a stretch. We've got the whole year ahead of us. Quite often, a resolution is forgotten, or broken so often that we give up on it altogether. So we have to particularize the time as well. Most people have no willpower to spare and need all their strength to make any progress at all. So instead of making a resolution for the whole year, maybe start with just a particular time. Maybe it's a month. Maybe it's a week. Maybe it's a day. Maybe it's the next hour. To make a resolution that I will not fall into this over this short period. Make up your mind. And it's not just a matter of thinking about the vice. I'm not going to do this. It's rather saying that I am going to practice virtue. For this time period, I am going to practice virtue. I am going to be patient for this time period. It can help in overcoming the fault. After the time has passed, maybe it's for today, I'm going to do this. Tomorrow comes, I can then renew that resolution. I make up my mind for another day that I'm going to do this. Maybe I have failed in it. I haven't even been able to do it for one day. Okay, today I'm going to really try. Each day you will find then that you become stronger. You are growing inch by inch in the spiritual life. At the end of the year, you will find that you have a better record. You find that you have actually kept some of your resolutions, which is the reason why we take them in the first place. We don't take them just to break them. There's a reason why we make resolutions. So make them specific. They can then add up, and we will find that we have grown considerably in the spiritual life. People who get rich in the world, it's usually not all at once. They gain it through hard work. Likewise in the spiritual world. Let us then, in this new year, obviously make resolutions, but make them specific about a thing and a certain time. We should start, of course, with our predominant fault. That, of course, assumes that we know what our predominant fault is, and that's where the examination of conscience is so important in our lives. Even if that is your first resolution, to make an examination of conscience every day. Today, I'm going to make an examination of conscience before I go to bed. If you start with that one resolution, you gain an inch, if you keep it. And you will see that in your life, your spiritual life will grow. Of course, let us ask for divine help in this. Ask for Our Lady's help. The rosary, a very good way to gain the graces from her divine Son. A very good way to look at our Lord's life and try to imitate it. Because that's what the rosary is all about. The life of our Lord. Each mystery portrays for us a certain aspect of His life in order that we will imitate it. So let us ask through her intercession for the graces that we need. We must put hope in God, who alone is powerful enough to change our hearts and help us to keep these resolutions. Help us to grow inch by inch in the spiritual life. And of course, in this all, we have this most powerful name of Jesus. This name that can help us to do all things. Through this name, there is salvation. As St. Paul says, as we read in the Acts of the Apostles today, it's only through this name that men can be saved. We have to show our belief in that by making good resolutions to be better and to keep them. So let us ask that we gain the graces from our Lord Jesus Christ so that amidst the warfare and sufferings of this life, we will patiently persevere in virtue, and the hope of eternal happiness. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Amen.